This is the anniversary of the worst ever climbing disaster on Mount Everest. 5 years ago today, a sudden storm engulfed climbers descending from the summit in snow and wind. 8 died, and the story has haunted climbing ever since. Kathmandu, Nepal, at the Tibetan Temple of Bodhinaya. Mountaineer David Brashears was there last month and was on Everest during the disaster 5 years ago. He was making an Everest movie in big screen IMAX, a project he abandoned temporarily to help lead the rescue of survivors. This season, Brashears wasn't climbing. His return was a pilgrimage to revisit parts of the mountain and the past. Alone on a 10-day trek, he carried a recorder and microphone for National Geographic radio expeditions, making field notes and observations as he drew closer to Everest and the lessons of what happened there. In part one, the approach through the Khumbu region south of the mountain. Here is David Brashears.
It's late afternoon, and I've stopped for a rest at 11,000 feet near the steep trail that ascends the Namche Hill and eventually ends near the base of Mount Everest. My day began at 7 a.m. when I climbed aboard a Twin Otter airplane headed for the Khumbu region of Nepal, the Sherpa homeland and the gateway to Everest. In the plane were 9 Americans, a Nepalese, a German, an Australian, and a woman from New Zealand, all on their way to go trekking in the Khumbu. And me, a trekker on a very different kind of journey. I want to reacquaint myself with the sights, smells, and sounds of the place and try to better understand what was gained and what was lost during those difficult days in May. And also to see the familiar faces of old friends along the way. Hello, Chetam. How are you?
Nice to meet you. It's been a long time to having seen you.
You haven't been up here for 4 or 5 years. How's everything?
Everything is running good and I'm fine. So where are you going up?
I'm on my way to base camp.
I hope you have a good season. It might be a big expedition coming in here.
How many expeditions are up on Everest this year?
Around like 10 or 11, but not much tourists like usual.
Well, your shop is full of just about a little of everything from the United States and Europe. Over here, when did you get that? There's a washing machine. What are you doing in Namche Bazaar with a washing machine?
And I have this since from 4 years. Because we got electricity and then I thought I can run a laundry service for the tourists.
Is there anyone up there that I know on any of the expeditions?
Yes, Appa is there.
I think Appa Sherpa has climbed Everest 8 or 9 or 10 times.
He climbed 11 times.
11 times?
Yeah.
To the summit of Everest?
Yeah. I guess he will go around like 20 times.
I enjoyed the company of the Sherpas. I enjoyed their culture. I enjoyed the entire process of an expedition from the organization and in the United States to the long trip to Kathmandu, to the hiring of the porters and the yaks, to the establishment of the base camp and the fixed ropes up the mountain and the carrying of loads to the different camps, to the attainment, at least that year, of the summit, the retreat from the mountain, the sense of relief at getting back down safely and getting back down to the thick air, to the green grass. There's a wonderful rhythm and cycle to an expedition. In a few minutes, I'll be crossing one of the larger suspended steel footbridges in the Khumbu region. As one gets closer, the roar of the river becomes more predominant. And crossing that river leads to a very steep hill. Oh, I don't know, maybe a 1,500-foot climb up to the monastery at Tengboche. And I'm going to spend the night there and maybe another night and visit the monastery and the monks who over the years have been kind enough to bless a dozen or so Everest expeditions that I've been on. It's early in the morning at Tengboche Monastery at 13,000 feet. It's a beautiful place, and it's a beautiful morning. About 3 inches of snow fell overnight, so all the peaks above us are coated with this frosting of snow. I'm walking out here to a secluded little place, which I always try to visit. Back here in the rhododendrons, on the side of the ridge are memorials to members of the 1963 American Mount Everest expedition. Over here a few feet is a memorial to Barry Bishop, a member of the American Mount Everest expedition in 1963. And he was there as a photographer for the National Geographic Society. He reached the summit, and he died in an automobile accident a few years ago, shortly after retiring. If I duck under these prayer flags here and move a little bit more to my right, just another 2 feet, there's a memorial for Lute Gjersted. Lute reached the summit and survived that trip, and he died a few years ago. He was actually trekking in the region, and he died of a heart attack within view of Mount Everest. Their monuments abut one another, and it reminds me of them sitting shoulder to shoulder, huddled against the cold, on the night they survived what was then the world's highest bivouac at 28,000 feet, high on the southeast ridge of Everest. They had reached the summit in the late afternoon and had failed to reach their high camp before being overtaken by darkness and fatigue. And so they sat down to spend a night in the open without sleeping bag or tent. They survived that night for only one reason. Everest was kind to them. There was no wind. And that's Everest. Different moods, different weather, a very forgiving place at times, an utterly unforgiving place, a place where you can't make a mistake, a place where you can sometimes make a mistake and live to tell about it, to talk about it.
Field Notes on Reconsidering Mount Everest by David Brashears for Radio Expeditions,